You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for April 27th. We're coming up on the one-year anniversary of Stephen Moffat's quiet departure from the Doctor Who forum located at the former outpost Gallifrey. This was before we ever found out that he was going to be the new showrunner. He simply left, his last words being a word of advice to a fan who'd accused him of having a complex. I believe the phrase was, have a lie down. He had defended Russell T. Davies' separation from online fandom, and while I can understand that, I'm an old-school fan of Babylon 5, and I remember the good old days when J. Michael Straczynski, Babylon 5's showrunner, hung out on Genie and CompuServe and on Usenet, engaging in an ongoing conversation with fans, not just to promote the series, but also to try to demystify science fiction television. It was a great experiment, but it was a different time. JMS was in the business of building a grassroots community. Doctor Who is much, much bigger. The internet is much, much bigger, and the same trolls that were around back in the golden age of the internet are here in spades in the new age. Stephen Moffat gave a subtle indication that he would choose differently in his February 2008 defense of Russell T. Davies' approach to online and hardcore fandom. Moffat wrote, "He has to make a version of Doctor Who that is loved by the not we, so he distances himself from the fan perspective. I would do the same." He added that he must focus on the occasional viewer, where the vast majority of the audience is. So, while it's a shame that Stephen Moffat's no longer around on the online forums, we'll still be hearing from him. He'll be very accessible through the mainstream media and through Doctor Who magazine. And in this kind of internet world, that's enough. Thanks for listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. You can find me on iTunes by searching for 2-Minute Time Lord. You can follow me on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord.